Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We go to Todd in Pennsylvania. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd in Pennsylvania. Going once.
Hey, Todd. What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just was listening to one of your podcasts the other day, and you're always talking about how with functional marijuana users need to come out of the closet and declare that, you know, I have a job, I smoke pot, and I'm not an idiot.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I think that's a great idea. And with have you seen the pictures of Michael Phelps on the internet with him in the bar?
Yes, yeah, I have.
He bitched up
and
at me.
He apologized for you.
Just like every other cowardly celebrity apologizes whenever they get caught with marijuana. Oh, what did he say? I don't have the quote in front of me. Something like
he exercised bad judgment.
Bad judgment. Well, maybe what he meant was he exercised bad judgment by allowing himself to be photographed smoking marijuana. Because from what I understand of what my reading of these stories is that he knew what he was doing. It wasn't as though he was past the bong for his very first hit.
I'm sure.
According to observers, he hit it like a champ, knew exactly how to light it, how to smoke it, because I can tell you, if you've never smoked a bong before, the first time is a little confusing. You don't usually...
Maybe he shouldn't have trusted other people with his, his celebrity.
Yeah, but it's frustrating watching this happen, to watch these people that somebody who's in a position like Michael Phelps. I mean, we're talking about eight gold medal winning Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
Over the summer he was America's golden boy, and now all of a sudden, because he did that and completely apologized for it. I mean, most likely he was showing off how much he could inhale with those lungs of his. He's probably hitting it harder than anyone else there.
I'm not sure that he wouldn't have still been America's golden boy if he'd have stood up and said, you know what? I smoke pot, and I do it now and then.
He'd
I do
be
it
a hero.
Recreationally, and as far as I'm concerned, it's far less harmful than alcohol. My body's important to me, and I won't sully it with alcohol. Or
I'm an Olympic swimmer, and I ate gold medals, and I smoke marijuana. How powerful of a statement would that be? But unfortunately, his handlers are telling him, "Oh, you know, Michael, you've got to apologize. You've got to grovel."
It might be his sponsors. That's what I thought.
Whatever it is, you know what? There's a good chance he's not going to be allowed to compete again, even though he's apologized. There's
a
good chance.
Point.
They could strip him of the gold medals if they wanted to, probably.
Does it really matter if he can compete again or not? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. So he should come out and say, hey, look, I am responsible. I am an Olympic swimmer, and I have smoked marijuana and will smoke marijuana and will continue to smoke marijuana. It would be so much more powerful, so much more newsworthy, so much more discussion worthy. Because right now in the news media, the viewpoint is, oh, he's such a bad boy.
Yeah.
Look what he got caught doing. Oh, and you know, there's actually an article on ABC News. They were interviewing psychologists as to why he might have done something like this. And it was like champions, something about being a champion makes people do things like this. And you know, that's not what it is at all. He probably wanted to get high and has gotten high before.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know,
it's really
I'm sure they brought... Oh, go ahead.
I consider myself a champion, and, you know, I went to work today for 12 hours, and I came home and pulled about 5 Michael Phelpses, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and go back to work and work probably another 10-hour day as a contributing member of society. And, you know, that's just how it is. And I think there are a lot more people like me and... I think some of you guys over there, so...
Well, you know what? You know what? At least now people can bring up examples. Hey, guess what? The greatest swimmer in the history of mankind, the greatest achiever in the greatest achiever in all of that sport, hey, guess what? He partakes.
Yep. I think that's a brilliant point. There, you can't take that one away. You're absolutely right, Gardner. Yeah. Hey, any other thoughts for us? Tom?
No, I mean, I think you guys are doing a great job. You're really getting the message out there that, I mean, I used to be kind of conservative, Republican-ish, and I've drifted much more to just the government sucks at everything it does, no matter who's doing it. So,
it's an easy place to go, isn't it?
Oh, it's extremely easy.
You know, and, as Republicans, that's really pretty much what you believe anyway, that the government is poorly equipped to do things. They're bad at it. But you somehow just think that they should be fighting wars and, populating the police department.
And the most frustrating thing is, like, we wouldn't even need to be in the Middle East if the government didn't have all these crazy environmental regulations keeping us from tapping more resources of ours, you know. And, I mean, they're shutting down. It takes, like, 20 years to get a permit for a nuclear power plant. And there's no way this new administration is going to make it easier. A so-called green technology that could easily free us from dependence on foreign oil, make it so we don't even have to, you know, give a crap what happens in the Middle East, and we can't do it.
Well, and, you know, I was making the point over at my website. I was doing a pod a while back, and I was saying, look, you know, these things like T. Boone Pickens' plan and all these alt fuels that Obama wants to invest in and create 3 million green jobs, those are jobs that could be started now if people wanted to invest in these things, and they would actually represent something called productivity, and people would want them. But the fact that they are not investing in these things, the fact that T. Boone Pickens has to lobby the government to get the government to try to force truckers to have to transfer over to natural gas at a cost of, like, I don't know, how many billions of dollars, 250,000 trucks that he wants retrofitted.
Absolutely ridiculous, and to talk more about some governmental hypocrisy, and especially people on the left side of the spectrum, Ted Kennedy is pretty much almost personally blocking a wind project off the coast of Cape Cod. It's about 5 miles off the coast and looks like the size of a couple pinheads from their view. But
what about the birds?
The greenies are really, they're really torn on this whole windmill thing. They'd like to see alternative energy, but they're sure that the windmill turbines are tearing birds apart. Here's a little trick. If you think that windmills are killing birds, I want you to Google windmill dead bird on Google Images, and you'll see the piles of bodies in front of these windmills. You might see, I believe I saw one picture of one dead bird that happened to be near a windmill, and I'm not sure that these slow-moving turbine fans actually killed it. Maybe it, like, tried to nest in there and got crushed.
I've seen these things. They don't move fast at all.
But, you know, I was thinking on the pod issue, though, and I'm glad that you called in about this. And, you know, as a guy who functions and you go out and you do your thing, I'm a pretty straight-laced dude. You know, I don't very often drink. I think, you know, maybe very rarely have I even been around people who are partaking in so-called illicit substances. But I don't give a flying crap what somebody else is putting into his body. And frankly, I think that the more people start to experience the epiphany that you have, where you say, you know, I used to be a really conservative guy, I think that that makes for a much healthier society. We shouldn't have all these hang-ups about what other people are doing. You know, what is the deal? Let them survive or fail on their own actions.
Thank you, Todd, for the call. Appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231. You know, while we're trying to protect the birds, why don't we go after the real culprit in dead birds, in unexpected dead birds? Sliding glass doors in windows. We just need to put a stop to this. Yeah. Every house, every office needs to be retrofitted. We need to brick up those windows, or at least cover them with some sort of surface.
We should all live in tents.
That's an excellent point.
I'm just thinking about the birds here, Mark.
Terrible birds.
Because they like to fly. They think that it's open. They fly right into it.
Dead birds.
I mean, I've seen it happen. I mean, as far as how often it happens to the windmills, I don't know about that, but I've personally
experienced. Windows kill far more birds than windmills.
I think that's an excellent idea. In fact, I think from now on they should have something sort of like what they have in Michigan now with those thermostats that caused that guy to die because, you know, he froze to death in Michigan because the utility company had this thermostat set in his place, and they shut off his heat because he hadn't paid. The government killed him.
Compassionate.
I think they ought to retrofit all houses or have some sort of a deal on all new houses that they have to have this no sliding glass doors. I mean, in New Hampshire, they have a proposal that in New Hampshire, all new houses have to have a carbon monoxide sensor because, you know, it's a very risky thing. Even though people might not want a carbon monoxide sensor in their homes, that doesn't matter.
Well, once you once you set out a mandate like that, then the next step is, well, we have to give them out for free because the poor people can't have them.
Oh, yeah, great point.
It's all downhill from there.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Your calls about what you want. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Again, that's 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More of your calls coming up about anything.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper than dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Also, Gardner mentioned his website, but didn't actually give the URL during the last segment. So let me clarify. His website is libertyconspiracy.com. Not only do you get to read some bloggage from Gardner, but you also get to listen to Gardner because he has his own show, The Liberty Conspiracy, available totally free to you at libertyconspiracy.com.
And you know, Ian, after the radio show that I was doing was stopped, going over and doing the podcast and working with you guys has been pretty cool because I can do things that I couldn't have done on the radio.
You are a free man!
I'm a free man, exactly. We did a two-part piece on The Prisoner, and I got all these emails from all over the world. It was great.
That's amazing.
It's really cool, and we can do music podcasts. We did a music thing on The Damned, and so it's a lot of fun, and I can get special guests in, and we do. So, yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with it right now, and thanks to everybody for subscribing. So.
Cool. LibertyConspiracy.com for more of Gardner. And also, you can hear Gardner over on our special looping, endlessly looping network of liberty-oriented podcasts at LibertyRadioNetwork.com. You can listen to Gardner there. I don't know if we've even officially announced that on the air yet. It was just kind of a soft launch, I guess, on the Internet. We've collected some of the best liberty-oriented audio content on the Internet, put it all up on one streaming Internet channel. So Gardner's there, Free Talk Live, Free Minds Radio, Stéphane Molyneux is there. Who else do we have up there? Lou Rockwell's podcast. Yeah. Bureau Crash has a podcast. That's up there. So head on over to LibertyRadioNetwork.com if you want to listen to that stream. And the only thing we're not putting on from your feed is the music shows, guys.
Right.
So we're filtering those out.
That's understandable.
Because it is a talk station. All right. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue here with Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello. One quick thing before my main comment.
Yes, sir.
I almost hung up when you guys talked about the marijuana, joking around with it. Because I lost a close friend, and she started out with smoking marijuana. She OD'd.
What did she OD on, sir?
Cocaine.
Well, that's not marijuana.
She started out on marijuana.
Do you think she drank alcohol before she smoked marijuana?
I'm not sure, but I know she did that before.
But they call marijuana a gateway drug, and I think it's an unfair characterization of marijuana in that most people that have smoked marijuana drank alcohol before that, and so isn't alcohol a gateway drug to marijuana, which is a gateway drug to whatever?
Yeah, but are you
saying that she is not in control of her own actions, that the marijuana actually spurred her to snort cocaine?
I tried to figure out what happened, and all I know is that she was a drug user, and it started out with marijuana, as far as I know.
Yeah, it's a painful thing.
I think clearly with certain subsets of people, they are more inclined to overuse something or to, because they're in a certain environment, because all of these drugs are prohibited, people can start to have subsets of their groups joining other groups that take illicit drugs, and then you find people being introduced to harder drugs. I think there's a whole sequence of things that can contribute to this problem that lead to a tragedy like that. But at the same time, and you're talking to a guy who's not a drug user right here, I'm just not, digging it. It's just not my scene. But
yeah, I don't do any of that stuff either.
Yeah,
Do you drink?
No.
Okay, well, Carter, you've drank before.
Occasionally, yeah, exactly.
So that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Depends on the hard drug. It's a very hard drug.
Yeah, that's right. That's an excellent point, Ian. So I sort of have to rephrase that. In a way, I think there are lots of people out there, obviously many people know them, who do recreationally use marijuana or regularly use marijuana.
Millions of people.
And they are functional and they are fine.
Yes, and most of them don't go on.
But if I can go on my main comment.
Most of them, please. I'd like to continue, though. Most of them don't go on to snort cocaine just because they've gotten high on marijuana. It's just not the reality. Do you understand that could be the case?
Maybe, possibly.
Okay, go ahead with your next point.
And one quick thing, I experienced personally what people are going through Kentucky, the St. Louis ice storm back in 2006.
Mm. Okay.
And we got a generator and all that stuff.
It's a good
we
idea.
We hooked it up. The power came back on as we started to turn it on.
Yeah, isn't that how it works? Is that Murphy's Law in action or what?
Yeah, and then my main comment is the HR645 House resolution.
Which one is that?
By Representative Alice L. Hastings.
Alcee Hastings out of Florida. That's one of them that we're going to be talking about. The one with the camps.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys were going to get to that tonight.
Well, hey, we'll get to it right now.
We take requests.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Card, did you pull that up, or do we need to give you a few minutes? Yeah, no, I got it right here. If you want to get to it, I put it over the sites. Okay, here it is. This one was actually over at WorldNet Daily originally, and great call leading into this. Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, who covers a lot of these things, mentioned that Alcee Hastings, a Democrat of Florida, has introduced to the House of Representatives a new bill. And you know, obviously certain people are framing this in a way that makes it look like his intention is to start concentration camps for malevolent purposes. That's not the way these things start out. These things start out with the greatest of good intentions.
Sure.
And the good intention here is
politicians believe they're doing the right thing,
yeah,
or
exactly.
else they wouldn't do it.
Many right,
times
and
that's true.
It's all predicated on a fallacious idea that, first of all, government should exist, and second of all, even going beyond John Locke's concept that government exists only to stop people from harming each other, now government has to get involved to help people during naturally occurring phenomena like rainstorms or whatever. Exactly.
Right, and that's really just this last century where the national government ever started getting involved.
Yeah, and I believe that that's inevitable once you accept the predicate that government has to exist in the first place, that you're going to get there eventually.
Well, it has to be involved in everything at
some point. Right, right. And so it's called HR 645, and it calls for the Secretary of Homeland Security to establish no fewer than 6 national emergency centers for corralling civilians on military installations. The proposed bill, according to Corsi, has received little mainstream media attention, absolutely right, appears designed to create the type of detention center that those concerned about the use of the military in domestic affairs fear could be used as concentration camps for political dissidents. It's
been done before. It's not an irrational fear at all. Done in this country.
Yep, absolutely. It says here, the bill also appears to expand the president's emergency power, much as the executive order signed by President Bush on May 7th, 07, that, as WorldNet Daily reported, gave the president the authority to declare an emergency and take over the direction of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments without even consulting Congress. Yes.
What awesome power.
Here are some little points. The DHS has awarded $385 million to a Houston-based KBR, Halliburton's former engineering and construction
subsidiary.
Now, this
is old news, right, with the old contract, because that was news a couple years ago, as I recall.
That's interesting. I seem to remember that. And there are a couple little points here that they say that it's going to provide centralized locations for training and ensuring the coordination of federal and state local first responders, wink, wink, to provide centralized locations to improve coordination of preparedness and so on, and a couple other things we can get to.
We will. 800-259-9231 and your thoughts as well. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. you need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've heard the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire, and they've touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved, well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org.
1-800-259-9231. So, Gardner, you're telling us about a proposed bill in D.C. that is going to authorize the creation of at least 6 concentration camps.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going to use those terms. They're going to say they're assistance centers or something like that. But the concept is, or the initial concept is, that, well, during some kind of disaster scenario, the government might need to corral a whole bunch of Americans in a camp for whatever reason. And so that's what they're proposing. And you were getting to a point in the article where they were talking about something that actually had happened a couple of years ago, at least as I recall, where one of the Halliburton subsidiaries, and I think they've split off since that time,
yes,
KBR,
yes, former, yes,
was given a multi-million, over $300 million contract to build the camps when they were demanded of them. It wasn't, as I recall from the story, they were given this contract, but the camps weren't necessarily ordered to be built at that time.
Right.
Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, I remembered hearing about that. It was one of those things where it was not covered very widely by the popular so-called pop media. And I remember what you're saying. It was KBR. I remember that. And at that time, I thought they were a subsidiary of Halliburton at that time. But they are
a former
subsidiary now. They're engineering and construction
subsidiary.
So
how is that tying into this story? That's the connection I missed. So you've got the bill. Right now, you've got this bill that is authorizing the building of at least six of these camps. Is it that they needed another piece of legislation to actually utilize that multi-hundred million dollar contract?
It seems that the actual use of it now will be directed, the use of in the article, it's a little bit amorphous. So I think using your perception on this brings us to a little bit more clarity. It seems that the money that was allocated for KBR to begin construction on these things was allocated without any direction as to the purpose of them. Now they've got the purpose, which is in this new bill, this House Bill 645, H.R. 645,
gotcha.
By Alcee Hastings of Florida. It says here, according to the text of the bill, the purpose of the National Emergency Centers is to, quote, provide temporary housing, medical, and humanitarian assistance to individuals and families dislocated due to an emergency or major disaster. And of course,
Rather take my chances outside of the emergency center.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Yes. So you have
of course,
terrible
you might not
government.
Be given an option.
Yeah. Well, you have people assuming that the government was supposed to protect them somehow in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the government fails, doesn't do what they think it's going to do, which isn't really what it's supposed to do in the first place. And maybe the founding fathers were a little wise on that. The people actually had this concept that, you know, they were going to try to restrict government. Maybe they were mistaken.
I don't think
the
founding fathers had any concept as to how large government could grow.
Well, this is the problem. They didn't understand that no matter what they did, it was going to grow. But their original concept was, hey, guess what? Don't use government to try to protect yourself from natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. And, well, lo and behold, it was up to the people in New Orleans, and they did a crappy job because they were relying on government, and government did a crappy job.
Yeah, there were not glowing recommendations coming out of the concentration camp they built at the Astrodome?
Yeah, the Astrodome. That's exactly where I was going with that. That's just what I was thinking.
Superdome.
You know,
it's Superdome.
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 But then they also moved some to the Astrodome in Houston, didn't they?
I don't know. Yeah, right, Superdome. And so you got all those problems that they had before, and now they're saying, well, hey, we failed before, so let's make more places. And we'll do it right this time, just like the FDA with this peanut thing. The first thing a politician said was, they need more money. They get millions of dollars a year, and
it's not enough.
People are dead, and the FDA didn't do anything to stop it.
Gardner,
so
you don't want, speaking of people that are dead, you don't want people dying during natural disasters. These emergency centers will help save lives.
Incredible.
And if it helps just save one life,
then it's worth all those billions and billions of dollars in taxes.
And this is the thing, as you brought up, a national emergency now, based on Homeland Security, can be any situation that the Director of Homeland Security or the President say is a national emergency.
It could be a rainstorm.
It could be anything.
Right?
A voter problem.
But one of the most disturbing things, obviously this story on its own is just disturbing, the idea that they're building camps to put people in.
Yeah.
And we all know that government programs expand out from their original intentions, and they become far larger of a beast than they were originally intended, and
right.
they can become more intrusive and more oppressive. We all know that. But what's really concerning about this is the mentality that this is helping to promote, which we touched on earlier. The mentality that you should look to the government when there's a problem.
Right.
The mentality that if there's a disaster, it's the government that will help solve the problem. It's the government that's going to look out for you. You don't have to worry about taking care of yourself because we have a national emergency center. You can just report to the national emergency center and you'll be taken care of. You'll have a cot. You'll have some crappy food. And if you're lucky, they'll bring you some water.
Yeah, there are two sides to this. You hit it exactly. There's the worrisome side of the fact that people's freedoms could be trampled and they'll be held in these places against their will. That's perfectly justified.
Well,
but
we know
on the flip side,
we know the reverse happens.
Yes.
We know that during a storm of some sort, they frequently will block off streets and prevent people from attempting to get back to their own houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this would be the reverse of that. It would be just them simply saying, well, look, Gardner, it's just too dangerous out here for you. You're going to have to come with us.
Absolutely. And then, but you brought up the reciprocal of this. What about the hotel people who are, say, X number of miles away from New Orleans and other places where you know that if people were displaced from their homes, these people would gain business? There is an incentive for some of those areas outside of typical hurricane zones for them to provide extra cots, extra space, and there is a financial incentive for all of those things to occur. Now, people can say, oh, that's gouging. That's terrible.
That's right.
Well, guess what? You know, the government doing this is forcibly taking money.
Well, it's not like the people that are in these disasters didn't have the opportunity to plan ahead.
You remember
the story of the grasshoppers and the ants. The fact is, these folks are grasshoppers. You know, they didn't plan ahead. There are opportunities to, in these natural disasters, often when you're talking about hurricanes, for instance, you know when it's going to happen in advance. All these natural disasters are led up to by a series of choices that are made by the individual.
Absolutely.
The power didn't go out at my house here in this most recent ice storm, Ian.
What?
Did the power go? No. It didn't happen to go out at my house. But there are people that plan for it by having generators, and there are people that didn't plan for it and didn't have generators.
That's right.
So...
And, you know, people can say that this is a life or death situation and so on. Okay, well, maybe it is. But there are different degrees to this as well, based on one's preparedness. Now, to bring up another example, although it might sound almost absurd, Ian.
We are so into the realm of absurdity, yeah. I can't see how it could
be.
Go ahead.
I'll give you an example. You know, in New Hampshire, they have twice every summer, they have these big races up near Concord. The NASCAR race. You'll notice that the hotels along the two main north-south routes in New Hampshire, all of a sudden, you see their prices on the hotels start shooting way, way up.
Demand is up. Supply is low.
There you go. They're charging almost two and a half, sometimes three times.
Good for them. They should get it.
Is. Exactly. Now, you can see the same sort of accusations that were made on the hotel owners down around Florida when they had some of their hurricanes like Rita and things like that. I think that was around Florida. People could correct me. You guys were from the Florida area. They were very upset. They were very upset because hotels were charging so much money. Well, guess what? You know, this gave the hotels an incentive to order more cots, mm-hmm. to get more people to be able to stay in them. And guess what? More people could get places for shelter. It's the same sort of thing here. Are we going to say that because people want to go to these races, that they're being gouged and we should have a government proposal to build places for them in case of a race car emergency?
Yeah, that's crazy. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on this or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer, selling virtually anything you might need to buy. So head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com. You can even buy used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. Free Talk Live will get a cut if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to take a look at Gardner's book, Live Free or Die, available through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we will go to Doug in Texas. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about FEMA government assistance after Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know after Hurricane Ike near Houston, Ron Paul's district got hit pretty hard, and he refused government assistance. And a lot of people were shocked at first, but Galveston took care of itself, and it's not in the news right now.
You mean it's not in the news because they're not totally devastated by whatever the natural disaster was? Yeah, because, well, when allowed to work, the marketplace does a brilliant job at taking care of people. From the free marketplace, people don't necessarily expect to be taken care of, but all of a sudden, when disaster strikes, there's Walmart pulling up with a truck full of ice and water.
Yeah.
There's the Red Cross, which is really kind of tied into the government now too much, but there are the private charities rolling up with doctors and care workers.
Salvation Army, man. Salvation Army was blocked from going into certain areas in the Katrina area.
So was Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. The FEMA guys had it all staked out. In the meantime, some of the people who are posted in the FEMA areas, they've got nothing to do, so they're going out for job interviews out in the non-disaster zone areas. They're sitting around. And another thing that really ticks me off is in any natural disaster situation, in any human endeavor, you've got to be able to recognize failure, and you've got to localize failure and keep it from being as widespread as possible. Government maximizes failure, spreads it as wide as possible.
And there's no mechanism to stop
failure. Exactly, and you
when
can't
the government
learn.
Fails,
oh, no, no, you to... put a new bureaucrat in. He'll solve all the problems.
Right.
It was just because that one guy didn't know what he was doing. We're going to put a new bureaucrat in charge, and we're going to restructure. That's what we need to do. Restructure the government organizations to make them more efficient.
When people have to rely on themselves, when they have their own insurance policies, when they are the ones who suffer the consequences, not only do they learn from their mistakes, but others close to them learn from their mistakes. In a free market, the learning curve is much steeper than in anything in government because government retards that. They put insulation over it called
politics.
They take
away responsibilities from
people. Exactly. So if you, even if you're going to say, well, you know, the free market can't help everything. No, but it can do something very important. It can give human beings the incentive to learn from other human beings' mistakes. And for things to organically grow from those mistakes to shield people from potential liability in the future. Insurance programs, new designs for homes, getting rid of weeds in fire-prone areas, all these types of things where there is a stronger incentive when the government is gone and people have to rely on themselves and their human interaction with their neighbors. Doug, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say that Ron Paul stuck to his guns and, you know, he refused, you know, FEMA, and it's fine, you know.
And he got reelected.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that a politician is going to look at as being really politically unfeasible, refusing disaster aid. Ron Paul refused the aid and no doubt was excoriated in the local media for it and got reelected. So really
yeah,
it shows
exactly.
That if you've got somebody that's principled, that people really appreciate that if they're out there, which in the realm of politics – Ron Paul's pretty much the only guy. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. And we go to Dave listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, hey, Dave.
Yeah, I think they call it a natural disaster because it is naturally occurring with some frequency and some form of predictability.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So apparently there was a natural disaster a week or so ago in Kentucky and surrounding states. They had one of those ice storms like you guys had out in New Hampshire too long ago.
People are dying all over the place out there.
Well, I don't know. Body count's still under 50, I think. It isn't that big of a deal.
So what about hell? It is if it's your family, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But however, the National Guard is going door to door in Kentucky to check on people's welfare.
And are they confiscating guns? Has anybody reported that yet? Because that's what they like to do these days.
Haven't heard yet. That's one of the reasons I called. Wondered if anybody else had heard about that.
When did this happen? I've only vaguely heard about it.
As of this morning, I read the news. They said there was one article said 700,000. Another article said 1.3 million.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I don't know how many days ago it was. I think they're going on 4 days now so far. And I've tried to look into it. I didn't have much time today because I was on a borrowed computer. My computer's been broken down. But I was trying to look into, and if anybody has any suggestions, just email me over at the Liberty Conspiracy website. I'm trying to find out information about the way Kentucky's power system operates, because here in New Hampshire we had that problem. And one of the major problems was that we have a government-enforced monopoly, essentially, with Public Service Company of New Hampshire, where people could not call to get information. They went to the website, and the information wasn't readily available. People went to the offices, and they were prevented by police officers from even putting their hands on the doorknob. It was crazy.
Can I stop you for a second, guys?
Sure.
Okay, I do listen to your podcast, and I've heard you rave about the power outage over there in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
However, you guys have lost power before, and it didn't take this long to get it back, right?
That's correct.
Sort of a new phenomenon going on for weeks and weeks, right?
Yeah, and part of it, actually, I looked into it a little bit more. Part of it came from the fact that Public Service Company of New Hampshire hasn't been cutting the tree limbs near the trees.
The real reason that they haven't been getting the power back on is because they don't have the material to replace what's been damaged.
Back in August...
ice, which is remarkable that they're having ice storm problems, but ice raided a place down in Mississippi called Howard Industries, and they are arguably the biggest supplier of giant transformers that you see on the road.
No way.
Really?
And all of that stuff. Okay, so they pretty much did the same thing to Howard Industries that they did to that meatpacking plant in Pottsville, Iowa.
Yeah,
which
has come in and arrest half of their staff,
so there's no kosher meats out there. I didn't know that. Wow.
What you're pointing out here is that because they raided a transformer manufacturer, that essentially the public service semi-bureaucracies were not able to do their slow, crappy job, even as slow as they normally do it. They did it even worse because they just didn't even have the materials they needed.
Yeah, if the transformer doesn't exist, if it's still on a piece of paper at the on the assembly line,
wow,
you're pretty much out of luck.
Wow, man. Thank you for pointing that out, and thank you for the call tonight, Dave.
Yeah, I didn't look that information up, man.
800-259-9231. You know, that's an interesting point. We brought up at the very end of our Saturday night show the immigration issue, and it actually hasn't come up on this program for a long time,
yeah,
which is unusual. I guess the fervor has died down a bit. But we brought it up in the very remaining moments of the show. Didn't have time to delve into it very much, and sure enough, you know, the newer listeners that hadn't heard our opinions on freedom, the freedom to move across imaginary lines on a in the sand somewhere, were upset and sent emails. And you have to ask yourself now, would all of the people who are in New Hampshire and Kentucky that would consider themselves anti-illegal immigrant, would they still, if they knew what we just talked about how these raids on these manufacturers resulting in hundreds of workers, Hispanic workers, being rounded up and thrown out of the country, essentially destroying that particular business for that time, for a time period until they could finally get back up to speed, which apparently hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Would they be willing to sit in the cold for 2 weeks, sit in their cold houses, possibly, you know, damage the pipes in there? Would they be willing to go through that process, to go through the hell people went through in order to exterminate the so-called illegal aliens from this country? Because apparently that's the price that some people paid.
And you know, that really puts
Mark
the face
confused.
On it.
Hold on. How did that happen?
What are you missing?
Where did the trade-off come? I don't quite understand.
Okay. Did you hear what Dave told us a moment ago about the power transformer company being raided by ICE?
Right.
Oh, I see.
You didn't make that connection?
No.
Was ICE that raided the transformer manufacturer, essentially destroying their business, meaning that the power companies couldn't get the power back on because they couldn't get the supplies they needed from their suppliers because the ICE raid to enforce the illegal immigration laws essentially shut down the business.
Mm.
So if the anti-illegal immigrant people, these zealots, if they're so serious about it, then they'd be willing to sit in the cold, in their cold, empty house for a couple weeks and wait it out, right?
They just don't. Well, I doubt they'd be willing to do that, but they just don't understand the unintended consequences that come with government force every single time.
Right, and we have of course even touched on the details of so-called illegal immigration and why immigrants are a good thing for the economy and why they need to be here and why, of course, it's the government welfare programs that are the problem.
Yeah.
It's not people taking advantage of the welfare programs or them being distributed unfairly. It's the welfare programs. Anyway, Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up what you want, especially if it's immigration. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.